The Distance Between Stars by Andrew Wilson.
A fishy dead?
Eh?
A salmon dead?
Yeah, of course, Sam. Where exactly?
Right, you see where the infirmary is?
Yeah.
Right, well, look down the hill about four streets worth of streetlights till you come to the top of the park. The roads down both sides of the park make a sort of a triangle. Then the lights down the main drive of the park make it a fish's mouth. And the floodlight pointing to the war memorial, that's its eye.
I suppose he's right.
Yes, point to me. What's the score now, then? 7-1-1. Come on, you two, try a bit.
Get lost, you can't have that, Jeff. So far, he's had a telephone, an hot-cross bun, Shergar the Resource, and a mutant ninja turtle. No one can invent so many things by looking at streetlights from the top of an hill.
I know. It's a good job you never met Freud, Aunt.
Who's Freud?
A psychiatrist with a beard.
I don't care whether he's got a beard or not. You're not getting a point for that one.
I don't care. I've won anyway.
So, well done, smart.
Are we stopping then?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not fair. I've just spotted Bill Clinton.
That's it.
Oh, I need a slash.
Well, go for one then.
I can't go in front of all these people.
Well, run behind that wall then.
We'll drive off like he did last time.
We won't.
We didn't drive off anyway. We only went to the other side of the car park.
And you were nearly crying.
I was not.
You were.
Right, shut up, the pair of you. I could be missing a sighting. You're steaming the windows up for a start.
Oh, we'll stop breathing then, sir.
Yeah, sir. I bet we don't get to see anything tonight anyway.
Why not?
Because we never do.
We might do tonight. It could be our lucky night.
It's bloody cold outside.
I wonder if the people in these cars are getting cold. I bet they haven't got many clothes on.
You would have thought they'd be worried about people seeing them. Or at least a bit embarrassed. Look at all the cars over there, parked side by side.
All rocking about. It looks like they're all singing along. I wonder what song it is.
Something pretty sure by the looks of it.
What difference does it make?
The song they're singing along to, it was a joke, Aunt.
No, Mike, you stupid crit, in the cold. What difference does a cold make?
I don't know, I was just saying. Perhaps they're less active.
What? Like a fish? The pipe rarely feeds when the temperature's dropping.
Shut up about fish, Aunt. That's all you ever talk about. I don't know how you can be arsed. Sitting there all day in the rain waiting to catch one skinny little roach that looks like it'd rather be dead anyway. Why don't you just go down to the chippy?
Don't you know anything? Nobody kills coarse fish, they're inedible.
Exactly. So why bother sitting there? Is it for the good of the fish? Do they like being caught? Is it good exercise for them, like jogging? No, Anne, I don't think so.
Oh, you're so funny, Mark. I wish I was a roach, then at least I wouldn't have you as a brother. You're an embarrassment, you big fat square.
Right, that's it. Shut up, both of you. Give me the field glasses. It's 4:15. What this car needs is a sunroof, then I could quarter the sky properly. A Sirocco could be landing on our heads and we wouldn't know a thing.
A Sirocco already landed on our aunt's head, and they took him away to their galaxy and implanted him with little implants. And now they control him, and that's why he's so stupid.
Get lost, you fat git.
You get lost. You should go home. You shouldn't even be out. If Mum finds out you're out, you're dead. And it's Friday night, me and Jeff might want to go for a pint.
As if you two ever go in the pub, you won't even let Jeff in.
Of course he will. It's just that there are more important things to do. This is the end of the millennium. They're gonna be here, and we have to be ready. I don't even know what to expect. They might be hostile or friendly or anything. They might even already be here. That's what Robinson K. Robinson says.
How does he know?
He is one, so he ought to know.
He's been built by them, Mark. Or at least he claims to have been. The good ufologist should be as sceptical as a physicist. And he's from California. Make the report, Mark.
Pass me the tape recorder, Ant. So, Friday, 21st of February, 10:30, sky quartered by G. Sykes. No sightings to report.
Oh, no, look.
Oh, no.
Why don't I just call my fat get and we'll drive off really fast?
That's a very good idea, Ant. But don't forget we're in Mark's old banger and he could probably catch us on foot, let alone if he decides to get back in his car.
Yeah, I suppose you're right.
Do you two want to walk home? Do you think we can do it again?
No, it's worth a try.
Evening, Constable George.
Evening, George.
Hiya. Evening.
Evening, all.
Evening, George.
Seen anything yet?
Not so far, no.
Do you know that 70% of UFO sightings are reported by policemen? So there must be some truth in it.
There must.
I've started reading about it, you know. I think it must have been seeing you lads every night. But we've started driving up here at 4 a.m, me and Brian, just in case. It's the end of the millennium, you know. If they're going to come, it might as well be now. But you know what we've been wondering tonight? Do you think the cold weather affects them? What do you think, Jeff? You're the expert.
That's what I've just been talking about. I thought it might do, like fish.
That could be true, I suppose, if they come from a very watery planet. Anyway, I can't stand here all night talking to you lads. What is it like to? I've got to be off catching villains. And we're expecting for a cup of tea in 10 minutes.
George, if you ever do see anything, can you let us know, seriously?
Of course I will. Yours is 21, isn't it?
Yeah.
How's your gran?
Oh, she's fine, thanks.
Good. Right, I'm off. Yeah, I'll let you know if I see anything. Night, all.
Night, George.
You know, that story about him and Brian leathering that lad for joyriding is definitely true.
Really?
Yeah, definitely.
Fuck yeah.
He's in there, and don't stay too long.
No.
All right, shouldn't you be at Tech?
The archaeology teacher's got flu.
There's a lot of it about.
That's not why I'm here, anyway. We're going to Scotland.
Okay.
Seriously, look at this. It's the sighting of the century. This is it. They're here.
Read it out to me. It'll take me ages. And my hands are all covered in fluid.
We have to stop near. I can't stand those things. Who is it, anyway?
I don't know. Just some old bid. Anyway, I've got to get it done by this afternoon.
Bloody hell. I didn't know they went through that fast.
Don't be daft. This one's just come in. But we've got to do this afternoon.
All right.
It's not break time yet.
Are you going to tell me about this thing? And keep your voice down.
It's a letter from a ufologist in Scotland. I've been writing to him for ages.
What's he called?
Gordon Henderson. He should be the grand old man of British ufology, but nobody likes him.
Why not?
Because he thinks they're going to be friendly. Why come all this way for a war? Anyway, most people find that boring.
So what did he say?
He sent me a clipping from the paper. They treat it in a bit of a pathetically light way, actually, but they're idiots. They don't know what they've got.
What does it say?
Well, the headline is, Gillies stuff and mount alien. But Gordon says to ignore the tone and read between the lines. The authorities have got a vested interest in keeping these things quiet. Anyway, it says that some park warden or something up in the top of Scotland saw a load of bright lights. Then the next morning when he went out to herd the pheasants or whatever, he found 3 identical flame-shaped objects standing upright in the ground, making a perfect triangle 3 miles long along the base. Flame-shaped objects. Now, if that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Anyway, he took one of them down to the local pub, and the sheep farmers had it mounted on the wall next to a 70-pound salmon and a stag's egg. Oh, yeah, very funny. But Gordon explained it all. You've got to read between the lines. Even if one of these flames is in this pub, and I bet that's a black propaganda lie, then you can be sure where the other two are.
Where?
Under military guard. At the Ministry of Defence. At the Atomic Weapons Research Establishment. Being stripped down. If they can get inside the alloy hull, that is. They'll be analysing the metals, subjecting them to extremes of heat and pressure. Gordon explained it all. None of the UFO mags have got it. Source of Times came this morning, and all they've got is some story about UFO crashes in the desert in South Africa. Just the Boswell case all over again. Everyone knows that was a hoax. Hoax and close encounters, for God's sake. So that's why we're off up there.
You better have that done by the time your dad gets back.
He's not me, Dad. You'll have to go in a minute.
Listen, I'll come round this afternoon when you've done and we'll work it out.
Yeah, okay. We could plan it in the pub. I'll go to the bar.
If you want. Well, you're all banger getters to Scotland.
Get lost.
See you later.
About 5.
Keep your hands off that body.
Get lost.
What do you want me to do with these parachutes?
Yeah? Oh, just put them with the others.
Stop that. You do it.
Do you want a cup of tea?
Oh, mind.
Shouldn't be doing that in your condition anyway.
It's only 3 months. I don't have to go into confinement just yet. Besides, I didn't see you rushing to collect them.
There didn't seem much point.
Well, somebody's got to do it. I think the Department of the Environment might start getting a bit suspicious if the station starts putting them back on the train because no one collects them. It must cost them a fair bit to send our monthly supply of weather balloons and parachutes up here. I think they might get a bit pissed off if they knew we had 6 boxes of them in the chicken hutch.
7 now.
7? Especially as they're still getting the data back every month.
Well then.
Yeah, but you knew those forms after you've done your pool's coupon.
Oh yeah. The cheque came this morning for the near miss.
How much for?
£11.97.
Anyway, that's not the point. What about the atmosphere over the north of Scotland?
There's no ozone hole up here. There never was. All that ozone business is just tosh. Hot air, in fact.
Oh. Well, your research certainly proves that. And what if there is?
Well, we'll start getting two-headed lambs.
Some bloody environmentalist.
I'm not as green as I'm cabbage-looking.
What?
Nothing.
Well, what about these parachutes?
Well, they're silk, aren't they? Can't you make something out of them? Some curtains or some knickers or something?
What would be the point of that?
Tea?
Yeah. By the way, Gordon phoned yesterday. I forgot to tell you. He sounded mad as a snake as usual.
O'clock tonight. Be ready. Don't be late. Pack the car beforehand. Wait for me in the yard. I'll be on time. I'm never late.
Shut up. It's only 10 past. Do you want to wake the whole house up?
I'm surprised our aunt's not down here pestering us. He knew something was going on. I had to send him to the shop with £2 for spice so I could get the tent in the car. He took bloody ages to get to sleep.
You didn't wake him when you came down, did you? Perhaps we should bring him.
No chance.
The old cat's going to be mad when he finds out you've gone.
Aunt will be okay. My mum still looks after him.
I'll make 2 tins of beans.
Well done.
Well, my gran can't afford, can she?
2 tins of beans and a full tank of petrol. Let's go.
Come on, for God's sake. You'll wake the dead. You spent hours on this junk heap and it won't even start.
Shut up. I'm not doing this on purpose. Oh, God, we're dead now.
Hearst, we'll have to take the hearse. You've got the keys, haven't you? Do you want to stay now? Come on, then.
Where are you going? Get lost. I'm coming. I'm not stopping here by myself.
Hard lines you are. You better get back to bed before he gets down.
Oi, who's that?
Your dad's it. You'll have to let him come.
Oh, come on, Matt, let us in.
Get in the back. I'm going to kill you when we get going.
Let's go.
It's a hearse, Jeff, not a Ferrari. It's built for going slow. Where now?
Anywhere. The motorway. Get going.
Tea in motorway service stations tastes like embalming fluid.
Well, you should know. Anyway, at least they're open at 4:45 in the morning.
Is somebody itching?
He must be bloody freezing. Shall we pick him up?
Yeah, go on.
All right, pull him, Mark. And open the back door and let him in. Where are you off to, mate?
God, it's a girl.
No, I'm an alien. What does it look like?
You're not Rutger Hauer, then?
I don't think so. Who was he?
He was in the film The Itcher. He was trying to kill people.
Oh, well, I'll probably let you off if I like you.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
You must have been freezing. What's your name?
Sally.
I'm Jeff. This is Mark, and that's Ant.
And what did they call you Ant for? Because you're so small?
No, because his name's Anthony. If you ever want to get him mad, call him Anthony.
It's not Anthony. It's Anthony. Don't lie.
Why has it got a H in it then, Anthony?
Because a birth certificate man couldn't spell.
I think Anthony is a nice name.
Ah.
Where are you going to?
Anywhere.
He can't be going anywhere. He must be going somewhere.
No, anywhere. I don't care. Where are you going?
Scotland.
What for?
Because of the possibility of extraterrestrial contact.
The sighting of the century.
I'm going to find UFOs.
What? Flying saucers?
The sightings of saucer-shaped craft have largely been discredited among serious ufologists.
And little green men?
Don't be ridiculous. They don't exist.
What are you going there for, then?
We don't really know yet. So far, there have only been signs. 3 flame-shaped alien artifacts. I won't be surprised, though, if they weren't something like the monolith in 2001 A Space Odyssey. You can come if you want.
I've been to Scotland.
Oh.
But I'll come anyway. Why are you driving the hearse? I thought you must be a right set of weirdos. It's creepy. Like Dracula or something. I wouldn't have got in except that you saw that, so I thought it must be all right. Mind you, oh, it's so cold, I'd probably have got in with anybody.
You shouldn't do that. It's dangerous.
We've stolen the hearse.
Are you on the run, then?
Yeah. Like that film with John McEnroe's ex-wife's dad in it.
He could be the rescuers.
That's a cartoon. And there isn't a hearse in it.
Bonnie and Clyde.
Well, if I'm that woman...
Bonnie, Faye Dunaway.
And her. Who's the man in it?
Ryan O'Neill, I remember.
We're not going to get very far in a hearse.
You won't, then.
Don't be stupid. I'm just saying that as soon as the police get the description on the radio, we're going to be pretty easy to spot. A hearse doing 85 in the fast lane.
You should be using side roads for a start.
Yeah, and why don't you paint the earth?
Shut up, Anthony.
You need all sorts of proper gear and a proper paint shop to paint a car.
Why?
Because you do, it's a big job.
What colour would we paint it anyway? Pink? A pink hearse? Very camouflaged.
Well, if it was pink, no one would think it was a hearse, would they? And it's creepy riding round in a hearse. I don't like it.
What do you think?
Yeah, okay, we'll paint it. The shop should be open in a few hours. Take the next turning off, Mark. How much money have we got? I got my spends yesterday morning.
About 50 quid.
I robbed 30 out of my dad's wallet.
150.
Well done.
I'm saving for a new fishing rod.
Right, this is what we'll do. We wait outside the next little town until just before the shop's open. Then Mark drives us in, drops me and Sally off to get the paint, and drives back out of town again. Then picks us up at the same spot after about 20 minutes. Okay.
Why can't I come?
Because three's a crowd, it'll look more conspicuous.
Where do you have to go? Our descriptions might be in the papers.
Not yet, we only set off last night. And Sally needs help to carry the paint, it needs a lot of paint to paint a hearse. So we're all settled then. Turn off here, Mark.
Maps. Jeff, buy a map if we're going by B roads. And some food.
Yeah, food. I'm starved. Get some Big Macs.
Okay, but not McDonald's. We need to shepherd our resources.
What does that mean?
Save money.
Right.
We'll walk in from here. The shops will be open by the time we get there. Mark, wait for about an hour, then drive as far along this road as you can without going into the centre. There'll be too many people there. And keep an eye out for us. I don't want to end up walking miles carrying six tins of paint.
And the food? Don't worry, we won't forget the food.
Right, an hour, Mark.
Yeah, an hour.
See you in a bit, then.
It's nice the countryside, isn't it? I could live out here. Provided I had loads of money to go and spend in Manchester.
How are you going to get loads of money then?
I don't know. I might write a book someday.
What about?
Ufology. Though my knowledge is nowhere near adequate as yet. Mind you, if all the prophecies about the end of the millennium are true, then us survivors will have to come out here into the countryside and found new colonies.
How do you know that you're going to survive?
Well, if I do. We'll have an advantage because we should know if they're coming, if they're hostile or not. That's why we're going to Scotland.
Do you really believe all this stuff? Aren't you a bit old?
There are lots of people older than me who believe it. My dad used to believe it. He used to read me stories about life on other planets.
Does he still believe it all?
I don't know. He left when I was six. I live with my gran now. I have to send her a postcard.
Does she know you're on the run?
I left her a note to say I was going to Scotland, but we're only on the run by accident. Because Mark's car wouldn't start, so we had to steal his hearse.
His hearse?
He's an undertaker's assistant. His stepdad's an undertaker.
He seems to know a lot about films.
Yeah, both of them do. They're both pretty rubbish at reading, but they watch videos all the time.
Horror films?
No, they don't like them. I don't know why I do. They're second best after sci-fi.
Do they believe all this about UFOs?
Ant's more interested in fishing. But Mark does. Except he's always gone on about the pub now. I don't know why. Going down the road from Izzy's rubbish, it's full of old men. Anyhow, how can you sound so clever about it all? Aren't you a bit young to be hitchhiking around in the middle of the night?
I'm old enough to look after myself.
Where are you going anyway?
Scotland.
I know you are now, but where were you going before?
I told you. Anywhere.
So you're on the run as well?
Maybe.
It is like Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, yeah. We're not in America.
So? Don't your parents know where you are?
No.
So what did you do? Just walk out and decide to leave home?
Yeah, actually.
You can't just have done that. I wouldn't have. Why?
I don't know. I just said I was going out for some chips and I didn't go back.
Why?
I don't know, do I? I just didn't want to, all right. Oh, come on, I will never get there.
What do you think? Have they just run away?
No, I don't know. I hope so, but I don't want to risk it. I don't want to look back and think we didn't do anything.
No. And two teenage girls from within a mile of each other in 1 week, and without a word. It does seem a bit... Unless they planned to meet up.
Yeah, I thought you'd check with their friends that they didn't know each other, even at school.
They didn't. They didn't even go to the same school. Marie Fraser went to St. Saviour's, the Roman Catholic one. A couple of friends went to the same school as Sally, but that was it.
Mm. Right. I think we've got to take this seriously now and start to sort out a press conference.
I don't like this stuff. Why don't you get Big Mac?
I do. It's beautiful. Give it here if you don't want it.
Perhaps Jeff, the survival expert, could catch you a pheasant. There's bound to be loads in these woods. He could rip its feathers off with his teeth.
Oh, very droll. You better eat that stuff, Anne. It costs more than Big Mac.
I told you Marks and Spencer's was more expensive.
Well, you said you didn't want Big Macs.
You have to get all this.
Well, I'll finish it up. There's no point in it all going to waste.
Well, make sure you save some for after. We haven't got that much money left.
How much was the paint, then?
Oh, not much. I found some odds and ends going cheap, while Jeff was off spending a fortune in Marks and Spencer's.
So much for shepherding our resources, Geoffrey. I'm knackered. I've been up since yesterday morning.
Me too.
And I've been driving.
I'm not. You two go to sleep. I'll paint the hearse.
I'll help.
Well, if you're offering, we'll have 40 winks, eh, Jeff?
Might as well.
I don't know how you can sleep in a hearse, anyway.
Wake us up if anybody comes.
Where should we start, then?
Oh, just fling it on for now. Be careful not to wake the Sleeping Beauty.
Jeff, Jeff, wake up your lazy get and come and look at this.
Oh, it's only you. Oh, I didn't know where I was for a second. Oh, don't look so worried. I was only trying to get warm under your coat. Where are you going?
I don't know. Mark wants me for something. Anyway, it's R3. We need to get going or we'll never get to Scotland. And the police are bound to have widened the cordon.
Yeah!
Yeah, all right. You can keep my anorak for a bit. Were you cold?
Freezing.
We're really unnoticeable now, aren't we? At least the extraterrestrials will be able to spot us from space if we ever get to Scotland.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I think it's bloody brilliant. Looks like mutant ninja Jackson Pollock. You were supposed to paint the bloody thing, not just throw it on. That's why we bought brushes.
Well, it would have taken ages.
Great. We might as well give up. What did you do it for? We'll never get anywhere now. What the hell did you paint all those CND signs and bloody flowers on it for? Oh, look at the paint. It's fluorescent, for God's sake. A lime green and pink fluorescent hippie hearse. Oh, yeah, of course I like it.
Well, I told you they had a few cheap odds and ends left. And anyway, Mr. Jeff, I'm a miserable git Sykes. What's wrong with it? It's a peace and love hearse. It's the 90s, don't you know anything?
I know all about the end of the millennium, but we're supposed to be on the run. How can we run in this thing now?
Well, yeah, okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was a good idea, and it looked lovely. I thought if the police were looking for a black hearse, they'd never suspect this.
Maybe Sally's right, Jeff. What choice have we got? And I'd love to see the old get's face when he sees this. It'll be dark in a few hours anyway, and we're going on roads with no streetlights. Come on, Jeff, we'll get there.
It's brilliant, isn't it? I did them two flowers.
Shut up, Aunt. Jeff?
Shut up, Aunt.
Come on, then. Let's get going. I'll navigate. Do we need petrol?
We need some music to go with our new style of song.
This is a hearse, Sally. You don't have Radio 1 in a hearse. Haven't you ever been to a funeral?
No.
They might not have a radio in any old hearse, but this is an Excelsior Funeral Services hearse, complete with tranny. It's under your seat, Jeff.
What's it for?
You don't tune in and listen for car crashes, do you?
Ha, no. It's so the old get can listen to the racing results on the way home from the graveyard. Life's a gamble, he likes to say. Find Radio 1, then.
This is
nearly as good as McDonald's if he had some milkshakes.
Oh, Mummy Nick, he's done it again. That doesn't happen at McDonald's.
Don't put the stick in the flames, you idiot. Then it won't catch fire and break, will it? Just hold the sausage near the hot charcoal at the bottom.
So much for you founding a colony of survivors, Jeff. Weren't you ever in the Scouts?
Jeff was always at home building models and reading books.
It's dangerous if you hold it out of the fire.
Well, it's better than it falling in and burning to a crisp, isn't it?
Are you going to put your hand in and get it, Jeff? No, Anne, I don't think I will. Pass us another sausage, Sal.
Yes, sir.
I wonder what we'd be doing at home now.
I'd have to be in bed. School tomorrow, Anthony. I'd have legged it anyway.
I don't think you'd have needed to do that, Anne. It's Sunday tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. I'd be doing my archaeology homework, watching Match of the Day.
Do you do archaeology?
No, he just does the homework.
No, ha-ha, Mark.
Yeah, but it's just a GCSE at the Tech. I'm supposed to be looking for a job as well.
What do you want to do?
If I can get enough GCSEs, I might do A-levels, if my gran can get a grant for me.
She might get 10 pence.
Ha-ha-ha.
I'd be hanging about outside the Chinese.
What, just you?
No, a few of us.
Doesn't your mum mind? My gran goes spare if she thinks I'm causing a nuisance.
She doesn't seem too bothered. Mind you, she usually stays at my auntie Pat's on a Saturday night.
What for?
I don't know. Sick of me dad, I suppose. You ask a lot of questions, don't you, Indiana Jones? Why don't you go and dig for the answers?
Anyway, Jeff, your gran only let you stay out after 10 o'clock this year, so there's no chance of you making a nuisance, and she knows everybody on that estate.
Well, she's lived there a long time.
I'll be watching a video now.
Bonnie and Clyde?
The rescue is more like. No, whatever was new I hadn't seen. Or a really good old one. Cool hand Luke I like. Mind you, some people have to work, so I might have gone to bed.
You wouldn't have to do that, Mark. It's Sunday tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Carrying all those dead bodies around. I've never even seen a dead body. Well, only my hamster. Well, don't laugh. It was cute. And anyway, how was I supposed to know hamsters hibernate?
You buried your hamster alive.
I thought it was dead.
Don't become an undertaker.
Carrying dead bodies around isn't all he has to do. He has to lay them out.
What's that?
Pickle them.
Prepare them for burial, if you don't mind. It's very skilled. If you don't get the fluids right, they shrink and wrinkle.
I don't know why you bother. They're not going to know.
That's not the point. Anyway, Sally, you're going to be sleeping in the hearse tonight.
No, don't remind me. I get enough nightmares as it is.
I suppose I better go to sleep in a bit, seeing as I've got to drive all the way tomorrow. Why don't you know how to drive, Jeff?
No, I don't know. Well, for a start, my gran hasn't got a car.
You mean because you've got me to taxi you about?
I know, Mark, and don't think I'm not grateful.
Get lost. Come on, Aunt Bed.
You're not me, Dad.
So what? Bed?
It's going to be cold in that earth.
As the grave.
Oh, shut up, both of you.
I'll put the heater on for a bit. All the blankets and the tent and that were in the car. Come on, eh?
All right, night-night.
Night, Anthony. I'm not tired yet. Let's sit here for a bit, Jeff.
Amazing, isn't it? Look how many stars are out. There are more stars in the universe than there are grains of sand on all the beaches in the world. And every star is a sun. Some dead old frozen suns and some new ones just switching on. Every one of them has a solar system of planets. There must be life on one of those planets. There's got to be. Probably on millions of them. Some more advanced than Earth, some years behind.
What, with no TV?
Don't be daft, millions of years behind. Like cavemen or little creatures crawling around in primeval swamps.
You do believe it all, don't you?
Everyone believes in something. There has to be something out there, it's a mathematical fact.
Isn't it dark? I can't see a thing beyond the firelight.
That's because the light from the fire is closer than the stars and the moon. Its tiny little glow is outdoing them. That's why you can't see stars in towns. Light pollution. All the street lamps and that build a fuzz over your head, trying to beam light out into space. But if you go outside the ring of the firelight, when your eyes get adjusted, you'll be able to see a real lot. The moon must be just about full. Look, how do you think owls and that see in the dark?
Come on, then. Let's go for a walk for a bit. Well, come on. If you're going to survive out here, you'll have to get used to the forest at night.
All right, all right. God, I wish I'd never mentioned that survival business.
What do you want to do when you get older?
Write books about ufology. I don't mind learning about ancient extraterrestrial contact, like with the Incas and Mayans.
I know, but apart from that, I mean, don't you ever think about what's going to happen to you? What friends you'll have, where you'll live, who you'll be married to?
No, never really think about stuff like that. Mark will be my friend.
Have you got your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Oh, come on then. What's she called?
I haven't actually got one now, but I've had one in the past.
So, what was she called?
Julie.
And what happened to her?
Well, it was when I went on holiday to stay with my cousin, so I only went out with her for a week.
Did you kiss her?
Yeah, of course. Once.
On the lips?
Well, yeah. But I kept my mouth closed.
Well, that's not right. Here.
Have you got a boyfriend?
Yeah, of course. I always have one. They're not difficult to get. He's 19.
19? Has he got a car? What do you do then?
I don't do anything at all, if you don't mind. What do you think I am?
Sorry, I never meant anything.
Yeah, I should think so. You can kiss me again if you want. Only don't open your mouth so wide.
Yeah, no. I mean, sorry.
Get lost.
Sorry, I didn't mean it. I won't do it again. What have I done?
What do you mean, what have you done? You can't just shove me up against a tree and stick your paws wherever you feel like it. Who do you think I am?
I never thought. Sorry, I won't do it again, honestly. We can go back now if you want. I'll walk in front where you can see me.
Yes. Oh, don't be stupid. Come here. Jeff?
Yeah?
You don't have to keep your hands behind your back. It's like kissing the policeman outside window 10.
Okay, no. Sorry. Curled up in the back like two little kittens. We argue all day as well. I'll be able to take the piss tomorrow.
Don't you rot me, Jeff. We'll have to sleep in the front. I can't sleep with my jeans on. But don't you get any funny ideas. You can put your arm round me to keep warm, but don't nick all the coat.
I know. I'm surprised there aren't any northern lights tonight. It's just the right kind of night for it.
Well, they're temperamental, aren't they? And it'd be no fun if they were on every night. We'd get bored.
Like neighbours.
Not exactly.
Full moon as well, just about.
It's tomorrow, I think.
Yeah. There's some power out there. The tide's just on the turn. I've been trying to hear it.
You can't, can you?
No.
Is there an exact moment when it starts to come in?
There must be, I suppose, when the moon reaches a certain point in its orbit and starts to drag the whole lot in again.
It's more like when you hover a magnet over iron filings and they lift up and lie down as it passes.
Yeah, that's it. All that energy going to waste. Look at it all. Billions and billions of tons of water.
And seaweed.
Whales.
Eels.
Pilchards.
Seahorses.
Sunken ships.
Sewage.
Barrels of chemicals. All shifted. Tipped over from the coast of America and tipped back again. 365 days a year, 100 years a century, 1,000 years a millennium. And every bloody day.
What are we going to do tomorrow?
I thought I might watch TV. Don't know what I'd have done if they hadn't put that TV mast up. The only thing that stopped me jumping off a bridge.
Thanks.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. Just me feeling sorry for myself. You know what I'm like. Besides, there isn't a bridge high enough to jump off round here. I'd have to climb up the TV mast.
Well, then.
Listen, tomorrow, why don't we make a new boat hull?
We've already got one boat.
Well, I've still got all that fiberglass resin lying about. I bought miles too much when I made the ducks from outer space. We could just sell one boat. If we flog it to some anglers during the summer, we'll have the money just in time for little Carl Jr. I can buy him his first chemistry set.
God help her, poor little Vicky Jr. She's going to be a sculptor or something nice and steady and down to earth. I'm not having her an insane hydroelectric engineer. She'll never get any peace of mind. Do you think the moon's gravity can affect you when you're pregnant?
Me?
Well, your womb's full of fluid, isn't it? Do you think standing here on the shore of the Atlantic, looking up at the full moon, it might, well, be stirring a little bit?
Don't be that.
Well, I feel a bit queasy.
Really?
Yeah, seasick.
Come on. Let's go back inside anyway before you get cold.
What's that?
Sally, we're getting up. It's time to go.
What time is it?
Nearly 7.
Oh, God.
You woke up in the night last night, 2 or 3 times. You just looked at me and then went back to sleep.
Did I say anything?
You mumbled a bit in your sleep, but I couldn't hear what.
You should have had your arm around me.
I did, most of the time.
Well, then. Oh, no, I look awful. Mind you, so do you.
Well, thanks.
Is there anything for breakfast, Mark?
Just some bread left from last night.
You can eat it while we're driving.
Okay, but I need a pee first.
How are you doing, Mark?
You must be really tired, Mark. We've been going for 5 hours now.
I'm okay. I can keep going for ages yet. But these little roads are slowing us up loads, Jeff. You have to go really slow in this thing round all these corners.
I know, but we should still be able to get to Gordon's house by sometime tonight. If he puts us up for the night, you can get a good night's sleep. And we can get any new information that he's gathered, then tomorrow, if we set off early enough, we should be there by dark. Then that'll be it. We'll be there. How much money have we got left?
About £30.
Right. Mark, get 25's worth of petrol. Sally, you go in and spend the rest on chocolate and crisps and that. If anyone asks anything, tell them we're students on a rag week. But don't let them speak to Mark.
Get lost.
Okay, go on then.
Aye, aye, Captain Kirk.
I'm paying for that petrol as well.
Okay. That's a weird looking van you've got out there. It looks like it is, actually, only painted. Are you New Age travellers or something?
No, we're students on a rag week.
Oh, right. Well, we get a lot of these New Ages passing through here on the way to Loch Ness. Yeah, what university are you at?
Plymouth.
Yeah, I must be getting old, because you look too young to be a student. Well, that's £29.35, please.
Thanks.
Sally, have you got
me
Worcester sauce?
Yeah.
I'll put those in the bag if you like.
It's okay, I've got them. Thanks, bye.
You have 5 pence change.
No, it's okay.
Thanks.
You look like a rabbit in the headlights in there.
I know. I suddenly felt like we really were on the run.
We are. Let's go, Bonnie.
Our peace and love earth looks quite good from up here, doesn't it?
Yes. We spend all our lives looking down at stuff from the top of hills.
Perhaps we should be mountain climbers, not ufologists.
This isn't exactly a mountain. It's more of a molehill.
A big enough molehill for those two not to bother climbing.
Yeah, I'd get.
So what time did you stay up till last night?
I listened to you talking for a bit, then I fell asleep.
Pretty late. We went for a walk. Sally wanted to see if she could see in the dark.
I wish I'd stayed up now, but I was too knackered. How far did you go?
Not that far. Just into the woods a bit. And then came back. It's just a walk.
Our aunt seems to get on with her pretty well.
Yeah, better than both of us.
If she managed to get him to paint flowers on the side of the earth, he must love her.
Yeah, I think she likes him too.
Don't worry. He's too young.
You don't be daft. I'm not worried about him. Besides, why should I be worried about anything? She's nothing to do with me.
So, nothing happened last night?
Why?
No reason. Just wondered. I thought maybe I could ask her out for a drink. I bet she can get served, no trouble. Girls look older. I wonder what she drinks.
Lager and black. They all do.
No chance. Vodka and Coke, more likely. It would be an expensive night out. I'd buy all the drinks, of course.
You're obsessed with pubs. I was saying that to Sally yesterday.
I'm not obsessed with anything. It's just somewhere to go. We're not kids anymore, Jeff. We can't just go down the youth club for a game of table tennis. We've got to act our age.
17?
Nearly 18.
Well, anyway, Clyde, we're on the run. What do you intend to do? Stop off for a quick pint with Sally while me and Aunt keep a lookout for the police?
No. But there's bound to be some time spare after we've seen the ETs. I wonder how long we'll stay for.
Depends, I suppose.
I wonder how we're going to get the money to get back home again.
We'll ask them for a fiver.
They'll probably only have travellers' checks.
Or American Express.
It was to do with some money for black paint as well.
They don't do black paint, do they?
How did it get black in the first place, then?
I know that, but I don't think you can buy it in the shops. How many people do you think they're getting asking for black paint for their hearse?
I suppose not. Anyway, stuff the old get.
I'm not going to let you stay with us anyway.
Will she? How do you know?
Of course she will. She likes you better than me.
Brilliant.
You'll have to share my room and pay board.
So what? It'll be brilliant. Hank will be stuck by himself, though.
Never thought of that. Perhaps you could become his legal guardian.
That'll be daft. I wonder what Sally's going to do. She doesn't act like she wants to go home.
No, she's a bit funny sometimes.
It can be really shit being at home, Jeff. You don't know what it's like with your gran to make your cups of tea in bed every morning.
She wakes me up at 7:30 and she backs up at 8. Besides, at least you've got your mum and dad.
He's not my dad.
No. Maybe Sally could come and live with me, gran. She'd like Sally even more than you and me put together. We'd be slung out.
I could ask her out then.
Who, my gran?
Don't be pathetic, Jeff. Sally.
Where are you going to take her? The King's. It's full of old men. They'd all be eyeing her up very romantic.
Then going home and beating the wives up, probably.
Anyhow, how do you know she'd say yes?
Why shouldn't she?
She might not.
Come on then, why not?
Well, I don't know how to say this, but she let me kiss her last night.
I knew I should have stayed up. So right for you. I had to drive, I'm knackered.
How do you know she wouldn't have chosen me even if you had have been up?
I'm more mature.
Go with the landlady in the King's then.
She's 47.
Well, an older woman. Bet she knows a thing or two.
I'd be terrified.
Yeah, me too. Come on, we better go back. Sally will be worried about me.
Get lost.
There's always the bodies.
Get lost.
Contact them on
0387 577 111.
That's the news for Highlands and Islands on the
Isle. 0387 577 111. She was in here this afternoon.
Which one?
The blonde one. Sally, think of me. I knew there was something funny going on. I think I saw the other one as well in the hearse. I'd better ring the police.
Yeah, but can I have my chain?
Oh, sorry. In here.
A hearse?
Yeah. Painted with hippie peace symbols. Sounds like the sort of thing New Age travellers drive around in. And the attendant definitely saw them both.
He certainly saw Sally, and he thinks Marie Fraser as well.
Oh, I wonder if they're taking them somewhere, or just driving.
I don't know. I mean, where could they be going? Do you want me to ring the West Highlands back and find out if there are any festivals or Stonehenges or anything coming up?
No, at this time of year, it must be too cold, surely.
True. You're right about one thing, though. I think we need to be a bit closer to what's going on. We can't do this down the phone.
Police have asked anyone with information concerning the whereabouts of either of the two missing girls to contact them by ringing 0387 577 111.
That was my mother. They think I'm going to be murdered. They think you're going to murder me.
This is weird, Jeff. They really are after us. They think we're murderers.
Oh, we could be sent to prison.
Don't be stupid, Aunt. If we get caught, Sally will tell them she's with us of her own free will. That she hasn't been kidnapped, she's just on the run.
And I think you should have given me that last piece of Kit Kat after all, Aunt.
We could give ourselves up now. We'll only get done for stealing the hearse.
No chance. We're not giving ourselves up. I'm not running away just to go back home again. I feel a complete idiot. If we get caught, we get caught, but we're not giving in. Don't you want to go to Scotland or what?
We're already in Scotland.
Well then, we're winning.
Sally must be all over the papers or the telly or something. Must have been the garage broker recognised you. We should have known. How many blonde English girls is he going to see at this time of year?
I remember he did say that the hearse looked like a hearse, only painted.
I told you we shouldn't have painted the bloody thing.
Then it would have looked like a hearse, only not painted.
And I told him we were students on a rag week.
You talked to him?
Well, what else could I do? I was buying chocolate.
That's it. What we're going to do? We've had it.
I don't care what you three are doing. I'm going to Scotland. If you three are going to cry off back to your mums, just let me out right now. I'll go by myself. You three wanted to come in the first place. God, I wish I waited for somebody to take me to London. At least then it wouldn't have been so boring.
I'd have to cry off to me gran, actually.
I don't want
to
go home yet.
Right, we'll go on then.
Okay, right. If we can reach Gordon's house, we'll be okay for tonight, at least.
My mum must be worried sick.
God, Sally, you were desperate to go on a minute ago.
I am. But she sounded so upset.
Right, give her a ring.
No, I couldn't.
Why not?
Because she'll just cry and make a big scene down the phone and ask me how I could have done it to her and tell me she's been worried sick. And I'll end up telling her I'm coming home anyway.
Right, phone and say you'll only speak to your dad.
No, no, that would just make my mum more upset.
For crying out loud, Sally, the police then.
Don't be stupid, Jeff. It's them who's after us. They're the enemy. And they might trace the call.
At least they'll tell Sally's mum.
They might not. They might not believe us. And they'll still be after us.
All right, bloody who then?
A newspaper.
Yeah.
I don't see that they're any more likely to believe us than the police.
Who cares? We'll be famous.
Bonnie and Clyde.
Rescue us.
I suppose it could be publicity for the ufology course. That's why we're here, Mark, in case you've forgotten.
No, I'm as dedicated as you.
Right. First telephone we find, I'll phone.
I don't know where we're going to get one out of here.
Easy. All these little villagers will have one. And they won't be vandalised either. But we'll have to be more careful this time, and then it's full speed ahead for Gordon's, right?
Right, Captain Kirk.
Yeah.
Thanks.
What are you up to then?
Just looking at this thing.
I thought you were going to chuck that out.
I was. I am. I know what I ought to do. It's just a bit difficult, I thought. This thing was going to make me famous. The flame-shaped duck from another galaxy.
Yeah, I don't know about that. What it's getting like now is one of those mad relatives in horror films that are kept bricked up in the attic for 30 years.
Yeah, the guilty secret. We are guilty of harbouring a revolutionary hydroelectric device in the garage with intent to show it to the world's media. And never turned up. We never got our moment of glory on the top of a hill, did we, Donald?
It's only a mock-up.
I know. But it's such a beautiful shape. For a duck, anyway. I mean, it even looks natural. We could string a line of these across the current at the mouth of the bay, and the tide streams in past them and then out past them, and every surge is a pulse of electricity. Enough to power a village easily, just out there. It's the power of the moon, for God's sake, of gravity. That's not going to run out, is it? And I should have known. Salter warned me. His duck got shot down.
Don't you mean torpedoed?
Whatever. Got stopped. And mine's better. I want to chuck it out, though. Tomorrow.
Don't do. If you don't want, you never know. Was it a letter from Trevor?
Yeah, he says to say hello.
Hello, Trevor. How is he?
Oh, fine. He sent me a little digest of what's been happening at the conferences and an application form for a job. Lecturer in hydroelectric power systems. It's dams, not waves, really, but with a reference from him.
Well, where is it then?
North Australia College of Technology.
Yes, that sounds nice. Warmer than up here, anyway.
I know, but I'm just starting to get used to being freezing all the time.
It's worth thinking about, though.
Oh, yeah, we will. Oh, come on inside, though, or little VJ will be getting frostbite in her toes.
This must be the house. Keep the engine going, Mark, just in case the police are in.
We're not going to outrun them in a hearse.
No, that's true.
Gordon? Jeffrey! How rude of me to keep you waiting at the door for so long. I was talking to somebody. I got your letter. Been expecting you. Come here.
Some mates have come with me. Can you put them up too for the night? It's no trouble skipping the car if you can't.
Nonsense. What would Margaret have said to such a suggestion? Wave them in. There are beds going to waste in this house.
One's a girl.
Never mind, Jeff. I've met one before. In fact, my wife was one. Or rather, a woman.
Can we put our van in your garage as well? Only it gets real cold at night if it stays out. Then it won't start in the morning.
Certainly, but come inside with your friends first of all. Have a cup of tea and warm up.
I think we'd better do it now. It gets cold dead quickly.
Righto. The garage door's open. Then come straight inside. I'll have the kettle on.
I've put some clean clothes out for you all to change into after you've had your baths. There should be loads of stuff that my daughters have left for you to change into, Sally, but I'm afraid you three will have to be content with my outdated wardrobe.
Right, so I'll go first then, shall I?
Yeah, if you want. Don't be in there all night.
Get lost!
No, anyone for more tea? Or anything else to eat?
No, I'll still thank you.
God, you three look daft.
Thanks.
Well, you do. You look like three Sherlock Holmeses. And Ant looks like he fell overboard, but he shrunk instead of his clothes.
You look all right, though.
Yeah, you do.
I wonder what's on telly tonight.
I'm afraid I don't have a television.
I've never met anyone who didn't have a TV before.
Haven't you ever watched a video? You must be mad.
Haven't you got a radio or a phone either?
Oh, yes. No, a radio I have got. In fact, I was listening to some news just before you arrived. Come with me and I'll show you. It's just through here. I certainly got a radio. This is it.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Reaches halfway around the world. I was having my weekly chat with the ufologist in Russia this evening when you got here. He was telling me sightings there are running riot. Good sightings, too. Not just UFO people seeing what they want to see. It's policemen and pilots. It's the end of the millennium, Geoffrey. And they might be here. And I might live to see them. Yeah, it's a shame Margaret's not here. She never believed a word of it. Always called me a crank. Who about a nightcap, then? Just to warm you up, keep the chill off me in that creaky old attic.
I'll have one.
What, are you going to bed?
I don't sleep much these days. Old people don't need it. I've got my telescope up there, and I don't like to risk missing anything. Here we are. Very good stuff, this. Smooth as treacle. Small one for you, Aunt. One won't hurt.
Thanks. Listen to the wind.
This house has been far out at sea all night. I'll be up here in the crow's nest. Clear night, a full moon tomorrow. Think of the solar winds, Jeff, howling through the spaces between the planets. Distances measured in years, in centuries, and the Borealis. It'll be a piece of real luck to see that when you get up north, Jeff. Everyone should see the Borealis at least once.
What's that?
The Northern Lights. It's caused by magnetic disturbances in the Earth's atmosphere.
The whole night sky looks as though it's on fire. Of course, Jeff's right about the cause. Storms on the surface of the sun send blasts of magnetic particles out through space. They collide with our atmosphere's charges at the poles and turn into light. The charges turn into light. I think I shall leave here to find your own ways to bed now. The distances between stars are weak. Good night. You need to be up early tomorrow.
Yeah.
Good night.
Right. I'm going to bed now.
Yeah, us as well. That whiskey seems to have done for Aunt in record time.
Practicing that out of my pocket.
Well, thanks.
Well, you never said anything to me.
What was I supposed to say? Come up and see me sometime in front of everyone. Anyway, never mind. Jeff, I bought these.
Bloody hell.
You know what they are, don't you?
Yeah, of course I do. I've seen millions of them before.
Really?
Yeah. We used to put them in water and throw them around at school. Mark once missed the top of the headmaster's bald head by about 2 inches from the top of the new building. But it would have knocked him out from that height if it had hit him. Where did you get them from?
The garage where they bought the chocolate and crisps.
Don't know how you dare do it. What did the garage guy say? That he gave you a funny look.
Sort of.
Should have let me buy them for you. Don't want people looking at you like that.
I can worry about that for myself, thank you very much.
Well, yeah, I know you can, but...
Yes.
Yeah?
Shut up.
Like,
yes.
I don't don't understand. You know, like yesterday when we went for that walk.
Yes.
And you got mad at me. But here...
Yes, well, sir. But here...
Well, you know, it seems more okay. What's the difference? Is it the bed?
Jeff, don't be stupid. Last night we were out in the middle of nowhere. I hadn't even known you for a day. But that's not the point. The point is, you can't just shove me up against a tree and maul me.
Is this the first time you've ever done anything like this?
Yes.
You've never done anything before.
Oh, that would make a difference, would it? You wouldn't like me if you thought I had.
No, I don't mean that. I don't care about anything like that, honestly.
Okay, then. But...
sorry.
Jeff.
Yeah?
Shut up.
Morning, men.
Get lost.
Morning, Aunt. Morning, Mark. Bacon and egg, please. Careful with the egg. Two sugars in the tea.
Get lost.
I'll make my own, then.
Where's Gordon?
He's gone into the village. I don't think he can have gone to bed last night. He's got the same clothes on anyway.
So have we.
Yeah, worse luck.
Mark, listen. Go out and really knack up the hearse, and we'll ask to borrow his car.
No.
Better do before he gets back.
Make me a bacon sarnie, then. Crispy. And two sugars in the tea.
Wait a minute, Mark. Let's sneak out when he's having his breakfast.
Morning, lads. I've been to buy the papers.
Oh?
Oh, yes. The four of you feature conspicuously. Here.
Morning, everyone. What's up?
We're in the paper.
Oh, brilliant.
I'm not so sure. The headline is, New Age Hippies Hold Sally Hostage, Sacrifice in the Glens, Feared. Police were last night combing the highlands of Scotland in search of a hearse painted with satanic and hippie peace symbols. A police spokesman told us, we have had a positive sighting of Sally with three men in a hearse, and with the public's assistance, we hope to find them before it's too late. In an exclusive development, we were last night in contact with the leader of the bizarre cult who are holding Sally. In the style of sadistic 60s hippie drugs group, Charles Manson, the leader of the cult, who gave his name as Darth Ron, claimed they intended to sacrifice Sally to a mysterious alien force, somewhere in the highlands of Scotland.
Yes!
Since when have you been our leader?
Who's Darth Ron?
I never said all that.
Geoffrey, why didn't you tell me the police were looking for you?
Well, they think we're going to murder Sally, and we thought you might turn us into the police, and none of us want to go home. We're off to see the extraterrestrials no matter what, and there are three of us.
Oh.
Four of us, so don't try and stop us.
No.
Yeah.
Jeff, I've absolutely no intention of trying to stop you.
It's perfectly
obvious that the three of you are not about to murder Sally. Nothing would make me happier than for you to witness the ETs arriving. You are the future, Jeff. The start of the next 1,000 years, the new millennium. They're coming for you, not for old fools like me. You must get there.
Oh, sorry.
Well, we'll say no more about it. You need some money, my car... and a packed lunch.
I'm sending you along to my friend Carl. He told me about the sightings in the first place. He's more of a scientist than a ufologist, really. He works on all that renewable energy business, so he used to. Windmills and such like. We've had some arguments about that. Nuclear power will be essential for deep space travel. I told him, how do you get in the hyperspace of the windmill? But anyway, he'll show you where the sightings took place. Seems to have refound his faith recently. The very straightforward drive is slow. I've marked the route on the map. Any questions? Good luck, sir.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
I will. Yeah. Thanks. Bye. That was Gordon. You're not going to believe this.
I'm sure I'd be quite happy to believe anything of the Mad Hatter.
I wish you wouldn't call him that. I used to be just like him.
Don't I know it? He spent all our first date trying to persuade me God was an extraterrestrial.
I can't believe I used to be like that.
Used? You still are. It's just not UFOs anymore. Anyway, what did King Loon want?
It was some very good news, actually. He's sending over some runaway teenagers.
Brilliant. We have enough tantrums in this house as it is.
And they're mad keen to see the extraterrestrials landing.
Are they?
Yeah, but the thing is that these runaways are being pursued by half the police forces and half the newspapers in the country. He says they're all over the front page of today's papers.
Oh, I'll just nip out for 2 hours and drive and buy one. Hang on. It's not those two girls whose parents have been on TV, is it?
One of them, yeah.
I thought she'd been kidnapped. She's in danger, isn't she?
He says not. Says they're all practically school kids. She's just run away.
Do you believe him?
Oh, yeah, of course. Whatever he is, he's not harmful.
No?
No. Even if he thought the extraterrestrials were about to land, which he obviously does, he'd know right from wrong. He'd go to the police if he thought she was going to be harmed. Anyway, you're going to have the chance to judge for yourself, because they're coming here for the sighting of the millennium and pursued by half the media in the country.
We'll see.
Oh, we will. We certainly will. Funny how all this has worked out. God works in mysterious ways.
God's a Martian.
Morning, Gordon.
Morning, Tom.
You've not seen a hearse painted with satanic symbols, have you, Gordon?
Not today, Tom, but it's only 12.
Do you mind if we just have a look round? For the cameras. Exhaustive search and all that.
Not if it's really necessary. Be my guest. Sorry, Tom. I thought you said a bus with symbols on. You know what they're like around here. You don't see one all week.
Missing teenager Marie Fraser is reported to be safe and well today. She contacted her parents from the home of her boyfriend, a 19-year-old medical student studying in London. However, police are still very worried about Sally Walters, who disappeared shortly after Marie and is thought to be the prisoner of a satanic cult of hippies. Police disclosed this afternoon that a 68-year-old man said to be deeply involved in ufology is helping them with their inquiries. The police believe the cult are now travelling in his Ford Fiesta and have asked the public to be on the lookout for a red Fiesta, registration YHC954Y. The man in custody is refusing to say where the cult intends to carry out the sacrifice. Inspector Don Cliff, who is coordinating the investigation, spoke to our reporter earlier.
According to the Met Office, tonight is going to be a clear night with a full moon. If this cult do intend to carry out a sacrifice to some new age god, tonight would be an ideal night.
We're nearly there. We'll just have to hope nobody notices the car. There must be millions of red Fiestas around.
My cousin's got one.
What if this cow guy has seen the news? We'll just have to chance it. We'll never find the spot they're sighting without it.
I bloody hope they come tonight. We can't get away with this for much longer.
It's a full moon tonight. It's not being clear. They'll come tonight. This is the new age. Everybody duck down, there's a car coming.
If I duck down, we'll crash.
Not you, idiot.
Get lost.
Really good of you to do this for us, Carl. Especially with us being wanted criminals and everything.
Oh, I don't know. You don't look too fearsome to me. What do you think, Vic? Desperados or not?
Oh, I don't know about desperate, but you three certainly look a sight. Where did you get those clothes from?
The Gordon.
Oh, that explains it. Well, the three of you had better not go out again in daylight or you'll get arrested even out here.
We must be pretty safe out here, though.
Oh, yeah, I should think so. Unless anyone saw the car. Otherwise, there's a part-time constable in the next village, and that's it.
Brilliant. When do you think they'll be here, Carl?
Tonight, I bet. It's a full moon tonight. If extraterrestrials have any sense of occasion, it'll be when there's a full moon.
It's funny to think of extraterrestrials being like that. I always think of them as being, well, like robots.
I know what you mean, but there's no reason why they shouldn't want to make a splash. After all, they've come a long way. What they might do is leave another of those flame-shaped artifacts, a bigger one.
Yeah, like 2001. I bet that's it, a message, a sign for the new millennium.
Well, I hope you and Mark aren't going to start hitting each other with bones.
You could be right, though, Jeff, like a sort of beacon. There's a hill just across the glen as well. It's just about in the middle of the triangle from before.
What was it like when you saw them?
Just a load of bright lights, really. I was the only one to see them, which was a bit of a shame. And only one paper seemed interested in the story, even for free, and they treated it as a joke.
Well, the government's got a vested interest in making these things look like they're just for cranks.
I must admit, I expected the Highlands and Islands to be crawling with the world media. Which they will be now that you four have arrived.
What happened to the other two extraterrestrial objects? Did the MOD take them?
One's behind the bar of the local, you know that, though. But the other two, yeah, some government officials came for them.
I told you, didn't I? To suppress the truth.
Yeah.
Why did you stop believing in UFOs before this?
I don't think I actually ever did stop. I just got interested in other things and sort of forgot to believe.
You believe in them now again, though?
Oh, yeah, the question of mathematics.
See, Sally?
Do you believe in them?
I'll believe one when I see it.
Tonight.
It'll be a miracle.
Are there any salmon rivers round here?
Salmon rivers?
He's obsessed with fish.
Going fishing.
Right. Well, yeah, there is, actually. The river that runs into the bay gets a lot of sea trout. The rights for the actual riverbank are owned by Lord What's-It. And he rents them out to Americans. But we've got a boat, and sometimes we moor up in the bay, in the river mouth, and fish from there with spinners. It's not as delicate as flies, but we caught a few, and it really pisses the toffs off. It's a bit late in the season now for sea trout, but if you haven't been zapped tonight, we'll go out tomorrow if you like and have a fish for some sea bass.
Yeah, brilliant. I can't wait. You must really like fishing as well.
I never used to. I could never have imagined myself in thigh-length waders. But since we've moved up here, it's not a bad thing to like.
Why are you here?
Carl's doing research on the weather conditions. Well, monitoring them, really. Not too closely, though. He usually knows if it's raining or not.
True. Listen, I'm going to have to go out for a couple of hours. I've got a few things to do. But I'll definitely be back in time to show you where I think the ETs are going to land.
It's about time I thought about getting you starving waste or something to eat. I think we might even have some sea trout in the freezer, Aunt, so you can taste the prey at Lord What's-It's expense.
I don't really like fish to eat, just fish fingers.
Exactly the same as Carl.
What?
You're going to have to tell them.
Why? What for?
Because you're going to break that poor lad's heart. This is obviously the biggest thing that's ever happened to him in his life. God knows how Gordon's got him brainwashed, but he really believes he's going to see the dawn of a new era out there tonight.
He is?
Yeah, but not in the way he wants to. And he's going to feel such a fool as well. He's a 17-year-old lad, for God's sake. And every newspaper in the country is going to be up there, maybe even TV. And I think there's something going on between him and Sally. And you're going to make him look a fool in front of her. I felt like we were taking the piss in there.
I know what you mean, but this is important. Miles more than this lad's feelings. And if we tell him, he might just up sticks and head off home. Then where will I be?
It might be important to you, but it's you who gets the glory.
It's not just for me. I don't care if they do think it's from outer space. As long as people even know it exists, let alone what it can do. This is an amazing piece of luck, Vicky. Admittedly, it's because Gordon Henderson will believe anything he wants to believe, but we can't afford to miss this chance. You've seen what I've got like. Jeff's 17, he'll get over it.
And you've got nothing else, of course. Me and little Vicky Jr. notwithstanding.
You know what I meant. Sorry, I've got to get going now.
Hi. Have you seen anything yet?
No, not yet. It's a nice moon, though.
Yeah. You look like a werewolf standing there, staring up at it. You're not going to start howling, are you?
No.
What will it be tomorrow?
What, the moon?
Yeah. Is it waxing or waning when it's after the full moon?
Waning. It's on the wane.
And the aliens will be here by then, of course.
Yeah.
Do you know what they'll look like?
Not really, no. People who've been kidnapped claim they've got big heads and long fingers.
Like E.T.?
Sort of, yeah.
How are we going to get home?
I don't know. I haven't thought about it, really.
We could get the train.
Yeah.
Do you ever think about what's actually going to happen when they land?
Sometimes, yeah.
What, you think there'll be like a big mothership?
Like in Close Encounters?
Maybe. But that might be a bit big to get through Earth's atmosphere without overheating.
You think they'll speak English?
No.
They usually do on Star Trek.
Yeah.
You know when you stood in front of all those bright lights and the ramp comes down and those people with big heads come out? What are you going to say to them? Hello, welcome to Earth. I'm Jess.
Get lost. You think this is so funny, don't you? Taking the piss out of me. Well, you'll see.
Okay. Well, what is going to happen then? Why have we come all the way up here? Are they going to tell you the secret of the universe? Give you a scrap of paper with a cure for cancer on it? Warn mankind that it's going to destroy itself and then fly off?
Look, I don't know what's going to happen, what they're going to look like, or what they're going to say. I can't see the future. I just know that after tonight, it's going to change. Everything's going to be different. That's all.
What, because of aliens?
Yes.
God. Have you finished with that?
Yeah.
Well, give it here, then. I'll go and wash it up. Being this far from anywhere. Well, on evenings like this, I can't complain, really. With the full moon above the Atlantic and not a cloud in the sky. But when we first moved up here, it was more a necessity than choice. So I sort of had to like it.
Why did you have to come up here?
Well, when Carl's research funding was withdrawn, one of the members of the department fixed him up with this to stop him going completely off his trolley. Which it has done, I think. Or at least it's gone off it more gradually.
What research did he do?
Hydrodynamics. He was trying to work out how to get energy from wave power.
Did he do it?
In theory, yeah.
It seems funny. A scientist believing in UFOs.
Jess really happy about it.
Yeah, could tell. Are you a scientist as well?
No. I was an actress.
Really?
Yeah. But I wasn't ever in anything big.
Were you ever on TV?
Once. For about 2 minutes. I played a mad scientist's assistant, which me and Carl thought was very funny at the time.
Sounds brilliant. I'd love to do something like that.
Have you thought about what you're going to do after this? Are you going to go home?
I don't know yet. Jeff hasn't even mentioned tomorrow, except that it's going to be like day one of a new world. He's mad about it all. I just want to get it over with and see what he's like then.
Yeah. Carl used to be like that. I used to think, God, if it's like this about Martians, what must it be like about proper stuff? The problem is the proper stuff just works. But why do you just not listen to me? I'm just an old crone.
I don't think Jeff knows what he thinks about proper stuff yet. We'll see you tomorrow.
How do you think Jeff's going to take it if none of this turns out to be true? Or if it's a setup even?
God knows. I think he might jump off a bridge. He really wants something to happen. God knows what.
Luckily, there aren't any high bridges around here. But listen, Sally, I think there's some stuff you ought to know before tonight.
We asked the papers not to print this for the time being.
No, I don't think there's much point. I'm sure that's what these travellers, or whatever they are, have been heading towards. It'll probably be all over by this time tomorrow.
The flame will be lit at midnight. What the hell does that mean? Is it her?
God knows.
Well, this is the area they specified. Do you want to concentrate everyone in there? You don't think it might be a decoy?
No. I mean, where else are they going to go? They're not going to want to drive around forever. Must be after some sort of publicised last stand for whatever cause they have.
Right. Well, I've taken extra cars off traffic duty. But I'm afraid of Sonny's.
It's all set up. I rang the papers as well, so they should just about be in the right place at the right time, give or take a hilltop or two. Where are the four Mouseketeers?
In there, watching Close Encounters on video.
Oh, God. Listen, I've been thinking about what you said. And you're right, I can't do it to them. I'm going to tell them, And even if they do decide to go home, they won't get far before they meet the press coming the other way.
Well, that's big of you. Wait, wait. At least you're doing the right thing, even if I am ahead of you.
You've told them.
I didn't trust you to decide to do it, so I told Sally. But I told her not to say anything until I've talked to you. She didn't want to be the one to tell Jeff.
No. I suppose it's got to be me, really.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God.
It's a good film, that. It's brilliant, yeah, one of my favourites. I don't know how true to life it is, though.
Some of it's meant to be based on the Kincaid file, the official cover-up and everything.
Some of the evidence for some of these cover-ups is pretty shaky, though, Jeff. I'm sure you've noticed that, though, when you've gone into them. And some of the witnesses, especially those who claim to have been kidnapped by aliens, well, they're not all there. Not that there's anything wrong with being a bit eccentric, it's just... you shouldn't believe everything these people say. You need a bit of scientific doubt sometimes, if there's evidence or not in front of you.
Yeah, but the security forces have got good reasons for making everyone who believes in UFOs seem like nutcases. That way they get to keep whatever power the extraterrestrials bring. You must understand that.
Well, yeah, but some of these things have got to be hoaxes. It's been proven.
Obviously.
Like tonight, for instance.
Yeah.
I'm serious, Jeff. Tonight is a stunt.
Right. How do you know?
Because I set it up.
And you did the stuff before?
Yeah. Not just as a joke, though. I'm not just a crank, Jeff. I wanted the press to come up here for a reason, but I didn't set it up so Gordon would send you up here. I just wanted the press, but they only care because they thought you'd kidnapped Sally. But now they're here, I've got to make the most of it. I'm sorry about this, though, Jeff. I really am. I don't want you to be disappointed. That's why I'm telling you now, before everything starts.
So you made the 3-foot-high flame-shaped alien artifacts?
Yeah, from the same stuff we make boat hulls out of. It's easy. Do you really think one would be behind the bar at the local if they were from outer space?
Well, people collect meteorites. My dad had one.
You said that was just a lump of rock.
I didn't. And you bothered to put them 3 miles apart in an exact triangle?
Well, I had to make it look convincing.
Oh, and you did the bright lights?
I used the weather balloons and the parachutes. But then only I saw them. Sorry, Jeff. Honestly, I am sorry. Do you think we're stupid? Do you think Gordon is?
It's okay. I don't believe you. We've just been watching Close Encounters and you seriously expect me to fall for this? What would have happened if Richard Dreyfuss had been put off by all the people who laughed at him?
It's true, Jeff, honestly. Vicky told me.
This is exactly it. When people who were supposed to love him tried to stop him making that mountain with his mashed potato, eh? What would have happened then? I know what's going to happen tonight. You were right about that occasion stuff. They're going to come and put a giant flame-shaped artifact on that hill across the valley as a sign for the new millennium, and we're going to see it. But you wouldn't understand about that. You're a scientist.
Oh, I do understand. I understand it exactly, Jeff. But it's not a flame. It's a duck. A 6-foot-high, fiberglass resin duck, surrounded by 4 car headlights, run on a battery, and timed to go on at 12 exactly. It's up there already, Jeff, because I put it there this evening. It's a duck. It's meant to lie flat, not on its end, and it's the perfect hydrodynamic shape. Flat prow and turned up tail. Perfect for converting wave energy into electricity.
Why have you put it up a hill then?
So the press can get a good look at it. So that people at least know it exists. It'll be on every front page in the country tomorrow. It's going to make a brilliant picture. Like a beacon.
Well, if it's so brilliant, why'd you have to do all this? You're just another mad inventor. I'm surprised you haven't got a recipe for gold.
The reason I'm having to do all this is because the nuclear industry vetoed my research funds. You can't bomb people with ducks, Jeff. And you can't privatise the sea. So they cut my research grant. If I put a line of ducks across the bay, I could generate enough electricity for most of the Western Highlands. And it lasts forever.
It wouldn't look very nice.
And how much would that cost?
Only about 2.5 million.
2.5 million quid worth of rubber ducks? And you were laughing at me. You're insane.
No, that's cheap, Jeff, honestly.
The nuclear industry get £1.3 billion a year. All the ducks want is a fair chance.
Who told you all that?
Vicky.
Oh, well, that proves it then. A mad woman who lives with a lunatic in the middle of nowhere spends all her time fishing. Okay. You're lying, Carl. You're lying and you're a bastard. Come on, Mark, and it's nearly 12. We'll set off now. You can do what you want.
I'm coming.
Good. Come on, then.
Sally, wait.
Come on!
Oh, Jeff, hang on. Oh, Vicky, please. Oh, Mark, wait. Don't go off without me.
Here, take this. If you get caught, show it to all the papers. It's Carl's press release. The specification for a duck test site, projections of cost, all that business. It's all in simple terms.
Okay. Oh, listen, phone the police. Tell them where we'll be. See ya.
See ya. Thanks. Get on the phone, then.
Yes, boss.
For a duck test site. It proves it can work, or at least it should be given a chance.
Throw it out the window, it's lies.
It's a stupid Jeff. We've got chance to really do something with it.
I'm not stupid. That's just a distraction, something to cover up for the flame from outer space. And it's all rubbish anyway. Why would the government want to stop that if it's so cheap and brilliant? They don't do things like that.
Ha! This is you speaking. The boy who thinks they've covered up cases of Martians crash landing.
Not Martians. And they do it. Then they make us look daft.
See the police car behind us?
There. The bastards, we've won the police. It is like close encounters. Now can you see?
I told them to call the police.
Why?
Because when they catch us, we can use this information.
Look, there's two coming this way. Drive at them. Drive at them.
For God's sake, Jack, we might have killed them.
I don't care. Serve them right. Something's going to happen. I know it is. Bloody hell, a roadblock. We're here. We're here. Turn in that field, Mark. Just like Close Encounters. We're here. Go. We've got to get to the top. We'll be able to see everything from there. Come on, Anne. Run, then.
Look. It's a duck. The lights have come on.
It's not a duck. It's not a bloody duck. It's not a duck.
Look at the sky.
No, the light.
It looks like the whole sky's burning.
It looks like our Earth. Like someone's got some buckets of amazing paint and pushed them up there.
It's incredible. All that made by waves of magnetic particles that you can't even see. Charges turned into light.
It's almost too beautiful to be real.
It's real.
In The Distance Between Stars by Andrew Wilson, Adam Sundland, Jeff, Fiona Kerr was Sally, Andy Weir was Mark, and Stephen Arnold was Act. Gordon was played by John Jardine, Vicky by Deborah McAndrew, and Carl by Malcolm Raven. Other parts were played by Robert Whelan, David Bowen, Catherine Hunt, and Rachel Bull. The Distance Between Stars was directed in Manchester by Michael Fox.